In Randolph County and for miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio around Sparta means WHCO.
Hi, folks, on the go, it's 1230. Oh.
That's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
From Real Country 1230 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning, 927. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Hope you're having a good day. Got a room full today. Members of the FFA at Sparta High School this morning. We've got Logan and Ethan right here with us now. How you guys doing?
Good, you?
Good.
Doing real good. So I'm assuming you're with the FFA. We're going to be talking about stuff relating with the FFA, agriculture and that, and programs and stuff that they have at the school. And so I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take a quick break here and we'll come back and dive into this, see what we can come up with. So, all right, we'll be back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. We are talking with the members of the Sparta FFA, or a few of the members anyway, and we've got Logan and Ethan right here. And what are you guys' positions in the FFA?
I'm Logan, and I am this year's chapter president, and I'm also serving for section office, and I am treasurer there.
Okay, and Ethan?
I'm Ethan, and I'm the chapter treasurer.
Okay. So you have to deal with all the dues and everything like that?
Yeah.
And, or whatever, the have a fundraiser or something like that, so. Okay. All right. Logan, I guess we'll send it to you or whatever. I guess kind of what is, I know it's been talked about before, the FFA used to be, you know, you think of FFA farming, but it's developed into a lot more than that now, hasn't it?
Right. I would say FFA isn't Future Farmers of America. It is advocating for agriculture. So agriculture in general, which is not just row crops, I would say, which is around here. So yes, we do advocate for that. But agriculture can be anything, really. I mean, there is so many varieties to agriculture. There's urban farming. There's row crops here. There's gardening. And there's so much leadership into it. And it just builds your character. Definitely being in FFA is a great organization to really just advocate for. Like, it's a great thing to strive for. You can go in so many directions with it.
Right. Just, it's kind of evolved over the years, I guess, and you don't have to be a farm kid, I guess, to be right in the program anymore, and I don't think you ever really had to be, but, you know, most of the kids were. But how long have you been involved with the program?
I started my freshman year, and I was actually a major officer my freshman year, which is usually not common, but we had a lack of members that year. We had a transition from teacher. He left mid-year, and he asked me to be an officer, so I went ahead and did it.
And you just kind of jumped right in there.
Yeah.
So, okay. What are some of the, I guess, things that are going on right now with the FFA?
We were in the homecoming parade for Sparta. Our theme was like a Wild West theme, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a covered wagon, and we rode horses in it. We were the only people that did that, but that was fun. We do a lot of community service. I think
we're making our own blankets for community service at our December meeting.
Okay, so you make those, and then what do you do with those, and what's there?
We send them to Schrader's Hospital.
Shriners.
Okay, so just something to kind of to help out or whatever, and give you guys something, you know, like a project to work on. And,
yeah.
What are typically some of the projects that you do?
For community service, we have cleaned up at Cedarhurst, which is now the Addington place, the assisted living here. We cleaned up the garden beds there. We did some garden beds at the school. We have done the blankets before last year for our Christmas meeting. We did that. Just kind of some odds and ends. We've helped at the rodeo in Sparta. If there's a need, we try to get there.
Okay. I'm trying to think. I assume there's like different, this is like, I mean, it's like a national program. So, I mean, which entails, you know, your different organizational levels, different meetings, different like national, state conferences and that. How active is the Sparta unit as far as when you get like to the state level and that?
We have not been very active in the past years, but I think since Ms. Clinton has came here, we have became a lot more active. And I have now advanced in a competition to district level. And then from district, if you win there, get in the top two, you go to state. Sparta has not been to state in a while, but we are looking to become more competitive and get there. Just depends what competitions we have and who's really interested in those.
And the competitions, again, would entail what?
I think we have all sorts. It's kind of like careers, skills, anything. So my competition that I'm advancing in is agriculture education. And so I had to create a lesson plan, a 50-minute lesson plan, and teach for 10 minutes and carry out my lesson plan to the best of my ability to a class of 8 to 12 students. And went on from there, but we have like soil judging, like land use and stuff. You can kind of, you have to learn how to know like the horizons of the soil. Have you went to a competition recently?
Well, I mean, we went to the Farmyard Follies at the beginning of the year, which was basically like an ag Olympics. There was shovel racing, tug of war, and just a lot more activities. And I want to say weren't we top three?
Yeah, number six.
Oh, we were number six, but last year we were top three, weren't we?
We got first in tug of war.
First in tug of war, my bad. We have a lot of other just competitions that we do. And
so our competitions are throughout the section, which is like our surrounding counties. And we try to get together with them a lot. We have some competitions have all of us. Some are just a few. It depends who goes to them. Like we are hosting at Sparta our winter games for the section. And it's just kind of a night for all of the chapters in our section to get together, kind of get to know each other some more, play some games together, eat some food.
Okay. Right. So just kind of a good time whenever, just kind of like nothing, no focus, no really agenda or anything, just kind of a...
Just a fun time.
All right. I'll tell you what, we're going to have the break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in, and we'll come back and talk some more with Logan and Ethan here with the FFA chapter here at Sparta High School. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back, 9:51. Got about 7 minutes or so left in the program today, talking with Logan and Ethan, and got a couple others in the room as well, but I think Logan and Ethan are pretty well taking care of the discussion here. Talking about the FFA program and some of the things that go along with that. I guess we can get into maybe why you guys are in it. Ethan, what, you know, why are you in FFA? What's it?
So I started off to join FFA because one of my best friends joined it, and I guess the main reason I'm still in here is because I like the community. Or like, you know, it's very welcoming. You can find new friends, activities, and like the competitions are fun. So I guess that's kind of why I'm in FFA.
Competitions like are
like I said earlier, like the Farmyard Follies. Not just mainly like leader. and leadership programs and stuff like that. Because there was this one time, I'm going to say it was like a couple months ago, we had this leadership training down in Carbondale. And when you go to these things, you get to meet like cool people and like make friends and stuff. And that's one of the cool things about it is everybody in FFA, I want to say, is like pretty welcoming and pretty nice and stuff. And you actually have a lot in common than you think. And there's these like team building exercises that really help out with you, like you and your leadership training. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. Logan, you?
Well, I joined in the first place just because I was thinking it was for farmers, I guess. And my dad kind of wanted me to join, I guess. I just thought it was pretty cool seeing everyone in the jacket. It was just seemed like it was a great bond and family. But, I mean, I'm in it now because I just believe their message and their mission. Like, I believe they have something great to accomplish, and it builds the future of our generation.
Okay, so got in it for the farming aspect of it, and then it just kind of expanded from there.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah.
What else can we talk about?
FFA is like much more than Farmers of America. It's more like agriculture and stuff. And at our school, we have more agriculture class. Like we have greenhouses, mechanics, and whatnot. And I would say my favorite would probably be the mechanics, because it's hands-on, and it's like that's something I actually enjoy instead of lint laying or math and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
We have pretty enjoyable classes that we have.
So you actually hands-on type,
yeah.
I mean, it's less academic, more, I guess, technical and skills. So what are we looking at? Anything coming up here?
Soon?
Well,
we just went to National Convention, which...
And that was...
That was a couple weeks ago. It was in Indianapolis.
Okay.
It's hosted at the Indianapolis Convention Center and Lucas Oil Stadium. It's just like a really great opportunity. A few people from around here that are in our section actually competed there. It was just a really great opportunity to see them up on the stage and see everyone there. It's just a great thing to see all these blue jackets sitting in the same room. It's just like a sea of blue. There's like 65,000 kids there, wow. I think.
So that's a pretty good group.
Yeah.
So what kind of things, I mean, do they do at a state convention?
State convention, we have people getting their state degrees, which is not very hard to accomplish. You just have to have a record book, which can be a job you have, a skill you have, anything you're doing, really. Some people do theirs on a sport they play. I have a business, which is definitely advocating for agriculture, so that's what I use. I make shirts and things like that, and I use that for my record book. And at National Convention, if you compete at a state level and you win, then you compete there at nationals. And do you want to add anything to that? I just think all the people there, even if you're not competing or not going to be on stage for anything at state or national, you get to like see a bunch of people and talk to them. It's just like a great bond you build, and there's just vibes there.
Okay. So you just got back from that, and you were starting to talk a little bit about what's the next thing, I guess, on the...
FFA week we have coming up, which we don't have anything planned for dress-up days and things we're doing that week. We did a dodgeball tournament last year, and I think we plan on doing it again this year.
Some of our days were like, you would bring your trucks to school, and we have different categories, the newest, the cleanest. And like the loudest, dirtiest. And we also have bring your tractor to school day, which is like the biggest, oldest, newest. And we just have like any dress up day we can really think of is other days we would do. And that's all I can really think about on FFA week.
I think I noticed that one because I drive a bus too. And coming through there, I noticed some tractors sitting there and trucks and that.
Yeah, we We had a lot of trips last year.
So you had good participation with it then. Mm-hmm. So
Tractor Day is always really fun. Driving it.
So is it pretty easy to get people involved with?
I feel like it is, yeah. I think it's something that gets our whole school involved, not just people in our chapter. And they get to, you know, get involved without having to join. Like, they get to wear the blue and gold colors of FFA during the week. And, yeah, bring their trucks, you know, ride with someone in a tractor. Just some experiences in FFA without having to have the pressure of joining all year.
Gives them an opportunity to do something different than their daily routine and that. And plus, you know, I mean.
And it definitely gets a lot of involvement.
Yeah, about a minute left here. So any final thoughts as far as.
I really like FFA. It's definitely a family bond that you have with everyone.
Something you would recommend.
Yes, I would definitely recommend it. Even if you have like nothing to do with agriculture, it's just a great space to be in.
Mm-hmm. See, I grew up in town, but I was, you know, in a rural community though. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I still had some knowledge and then a lot of friends that worked at it. So, I mean, like you said, you don't have to be in agriculture and, but you probably know someone who is, so you're going to be around friends. You're going to be around people, you know, and it sounds like you do quite a few, fun activities. So. All right. Well, I thank everyone for coming out and talking about it.
Thank you for having us.
Yep.
So maybe anything, if you got anything coming up in the future, whatever, let us know and we'll get it on the air for you. So. All right. Logan, Eric, or Ethan, Mrs. Clinton, and who? Gracie, our photographer over there. So, all right. That will wrap things up here on The People Speak. I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.